Time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River, seeing what's going on within the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. The 2020 North Peace Hockey League season got underway on Friday night. Grand Prairie beat Falaire 6-3. On Saturday, Dawson Creek beat Grimshaw 7-2, and Manning beat High Prairie 12-0 in a game that was called after two periods of play. Manning Comets coach Greg Pashenik says the team is looking forward to the season.
We have a huge amount of guys coming out, so we always focused on getting a strong core of local guys, which we did have this year. And then we have a strong contingent that comes from the North, that we call them the North Boys. Mm-hmm. And they've committed this year, which really helps us out. And then we have a few kids that we still have going to school, you know, in Grand Prairie and Edmonton, and they like being a part of the team, so they're still coming around too. So we have a lot of depth this year, definitely.
How competitive do you think the Comets will be this year? Yes, Grand Prairie is the defending champion. Grimshaw, I'm sure, is the biggest rival, but how big and how competitive do you think the team will be this year?
You know, we're always going to be competitive. When you have a goalie like Braden Gamble in net, every night you're going to be competitive. You have a chance to win just with him alone. So I think with the experience and the depth we have with some of our veterans and the new guys we have coming in, we're going to be there every game and we're going to give it 100%.
Yeah, that was actually my next question. It was unfortunate about what tonight happened, but how much is the team looking forward to this year?
Well, I tell you, when I come to the rink and I go into the dressing room and everybody was ready, and I thought I was early, so it was a sign to me that the boys are ready this year, and they're looking forward to getting off to a good start.
How much feedback do you get from the other teams in the North Peace Hockey League coming up to Manning and saying, hey, they can put a show on in here?
Well, you know, Manning's always had a strong fan base. So, you know, when anytime anybody comes, it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a good game. There's going to be lots of intensity from the fans and from the team. So, you know, I really hope that the other team love that experience coming up here to play, because we really enjoy when they do come. So,
sounds like they learn a lot, both on and off the ice.
They sure do, yeah. No, we definitely have a strong core of fans. But, you know, without them, we wouldn't be able to run an organization. So we do appreciate it.
Off the ice, the High Prairie Regals were fined $1,000 for showing up to the game in Manning on Saturday night with only one goalie and five skaters. The game went from 5-on-5 in the first period to 4-on-4 straight time in the second period, and when injuries came upon the Regals, the game was called after two periods, with Manning leading the game 12-0. There are two games scheduled for tomorrow night and three games scheduled for Saturday night in the league. The Northwest Junior Hockey League continued last weekend. The North Peace Navigators went 2-0 on the weekend with wins over Sexsmith and Grand Prairie. A look at the standings sees Fort St. John first with 18 points. North Peace and Dawson Creek each have 17. Fairview is at 15, Grand Prairie's at 9, and Sexsmith has 8 points. This weekend actually starts tonight in Fairview as the Flyers host Sexsmith. The NWJHL All-Star Game takes place Friday night, and the NWJHL Showcase Weekend happens this weekend in Claremont. The Grand Prairie Storm of the Alberta Junior Hockey League have slipped into 7th place in the North Division standings. The Storm have lost 12 of their last 13 games, including both games at home against Bonnyville this past weekend. The Storm play on Friday and Tuesday, both at home, around the Remembrance Day long weekend. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control, you can feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect set of wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. A reminder, the previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found on our website, rivercountry.fm. For the Morning Wheelhouse, I'm Keith Opper.